our Senior Director of Emergency Services, Ken Turner, and one of our disaster mental health volunteers, Sue Alexico, met with the family just to kind of assess their needs at this time. So far, what we've done is provided vouchers for food and clothing that the family will be able to use to kind of start to get back on their feet. We'll continue to meet with them and see if there's other assistance that's needed. Our typical assistance would also include vouchers for temporary housing. So we will see as they continue to heal physically and are released from the hospital, that's a possibility going forward. We're also obviously offering mental health counseling. This is a tragic event for everyone involved, especially the family. So we have trained mental health volunteers on staff who are available 24 hours a day that can just kind of help them emotionally get through this difficult time.
What is, if perhaps, unusual about this or different for you in responding to it?
I mean, just the size of it, and also, I mean, fortunately, we don't often deal with a fatality in a situation that takes what's already a tragic situation and makes it even worse and makes it more emotionally trying for the family, and these things already are. They've lost everything physically. Now they've also had this even more important loss. They've lost someone dear to them, and now they have to deal with both of those as they try to move forward. So that just makes it more difficult on everyone, because our volunteers, our staff, we're human beings too. So we see that, and it's difficult on everyone. So I think that's the biggest difference.
And also the fact, too, that both the parents remain hospitalized as well as the daughter, and the severity of their injuries. It's got to be so difficult for the parents because they can't take control of this situation.
I'm sure. And I think that's where having mental health counseling available is important for a number of reasons. Again, their lives have changed in the blink of an eye, and to have someone help them deal with that, I think, is very important. And for the entire family, for the children, all the way up through the parents, to be able to meet with someone and just talk through any emotional issues they may be having, I think is going to be an important part of the Red Cross response going forward.
And these long-term recovery plans, how do you get started on something like that?
Well, we'll kind of assess them. We are able to, you know, through grants and other things. I mean, the Red Cross, the first thing is that the Red Cross's main focus is on immediate emergency needs, and those are food, clothing, shelter, and emotional support. When we talk about going forward, we have caseworkers that as they begin to heal and kind of both physically and emotionally and get their feet under them a little bit, we'll be able to meet with them, and if there's a program that we administer through a grant or something else that can help them, we will begin to steer them in that way. If there's other services that we can refer them to, we will certainly do that as well and just continue to work with them as they try to put their lives back together after this tragic event.
Jay, thank you so much.
Of course, Eileen.